Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mann with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to join me now for another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series where the focus is very firmly on protecting our planet. And this week, Communications Manager at Quilcha, Pat Neville, will join us to tell us why it's so important for us, particularly during the winter months, to get out and immerse ourselves in nature and enjoy our local forests. Beneficial not only for us, but actually very good for the planet too, which is something many of us already suspect, as Sunshine's Jane McNamara recently found out.
Well, it's nice to get out into the park. There's the local park, Griffith Park, and it's nice to get out into the sunshine, the fresh air there, and you feel better afterwards.
Yes, I would use nature to for goodness and well-being. I particularly go for walks, which I love. They clear the head, and I have to say it was a lifesaver during COVID for me.
Running along the canal, it's really nice seeing all the wildlife and just the natural cycles that happen there. And in terms of how I give back, I just try and have as little negative impact on it as possible.
Well, research shows the more time we spend in nature, the more likely we are to respect it and therefore help take care of it. Joining us now is Communications Manager for Quilcha, Pat Neville, to talk about the importance of taking a walk amongst the trees and how particularly, Pat, at this time of the year, and let's face it, January can be a challenging time, it's long and it's dark, spending time in nature, in our forests, can be so, so beneficial on so many different levels.
January can be a tough time for a lot of people. We've had the Christmas, a lot of people have given things up for January or made resolutions, and one of the resolutions people make sometimes is to get a bit fitter and healthier, and they might think about being a bit more active. So we'd highly recommend, if you're thinking for a walk, take a walk in your local Quilcha forest. And as you said, Carol, there's really, really good evidence that walking in nature has lots of benefits for us. So we all know taking a walk is good for our physical health. We feel a bit better after we've taken a walk. Even if we don't feel like doing it, we feel better afterwards. But if you can walk with nature, and especially among the trees, there's really good evidence that it benefits your mood, improves your overall well-being. There's studies done in Japan and Norway that shows it can lower your blood pressure, for example. So we'd highly recommend getting out, get among the trees, get your boots on or your shoes on and take a walk in nature.
And as you said there, Pat, there are so many forests around us, but often we're not aware of it.
Yeah, that's it. So the forests of the Dublin Mountains can seem like a long, long way away.
They can, but they're not.
They're not. There's 9 really beautiful forests in the Dublin Mountains that Quilcha manage. Your listeners will know them really well. Places like the Hellfire, Tighnock and Massey's Wood, Barnaslingan and Cruachan. There's really good car parking. The walks are really accessible. They're very well signposted. You don't have to be Bear Grylls, and it's not an expedition or anything like it. So you can bring yourself, the family, the dog, take a walk in nature and enjoy all the benefits of the trees. Breathe in the air, see what you can smell, take a few deep breaths, have a taste of the air, see what's around you. It's nice, it's clean. One of the reasons that is, of course, we know that climate change is a real problem. We have a climate change emergency, and carbon dioxide is the main gas that's polluting the planet. So trees absorb that and they produce pure oxygen in return. So the air you're breathing right next to them trees is like the best air you can breathe.
And I think it's a lovely thing to do with kids as well, isn't it? To actually teach how important this is.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And to foster in them a love of trees and a love of nature. It's
I totally agree, Carol. Like, and rightly so, there's a lot of doom and gloom around climate change and biodiversity emergencies, and people can feel a bit helpless. So one of the ways to combat that is, as we said, go out and get among the trees, breathe in the fresh air, enjoy the kind of uplift that you're going to get for it, and to try and learn a little bit more about all the benefits that trees and forests bring to us. So I've mentioned climate change there. They're really good. They remove, literally take the main gas that's causing climate change out of the atmosphere and produce oxygen. They use that carbon and they store it in wood. And if we're careful with how we use that Irish wood, for example, if we build homes or furniture afterwards, we can lock that carbon up for a long time. And if we cut down a tree, we must always replant it. So it's a really sustainable use of a natural resource. Likewise for nature, so many of our plants and animals rely on forests for their home. So in the Dublin Mountains, you'll certainly see a grey squirrel. You might be lucky enough to see a red squirrel. This time of the year, bats will be asleep, but you might catch a glimpse of a fox or some overwintering birds as well. So you'll hear and see nature all around you. It's a great time of the year to see mushrooms and fungi. Wouldn't encourage anyone to eat them because you never know what you're going to get. But take a look at them. Take a picture. There's good apps on your phone that will try and identify them. The Dublin Mountains are fab. You have a view of the bay on a clear day, so you can see right across the Howth and the city underneath you. The walks are really accessible. They're really easy. They're suitable for all the family. There's flat surfaces, so if you have a pram or wheelchair, you can bring people along as well. On the north of the city, you could even go up to Donaghadee Forest Park, an amazing place to visit, really accessible as well, flat paths, a beautiful lake and an old castle to explore. Marvellous day out. Cuilche have a website. It's www.cuilche.ie, and on the homepage you'll see a big thing saying visit our forests, and you'll see all the forests right around the country wherever you might be. So we have about 250 recreational forests all around the country. We're hoping in years to come to double that number to 500, so have more forests to benefit communities and people and to get people out with nature. During COVID, when we were all locked up, we saw the number of visitors to our forests really increase. It doubled and tripled and even quadrupled. I'm happy to say, Carol, that people are still visiting in huge numbers, and long may that continue.
And long may that continue too. And what a lovely, lovely resolution now for 2024 to say to yourself, you know what, I am going to spend more time in nature and I'm going to encourage my family to come
with me. It's a great resolution. Why not pick a forest a month and do 12 forest walks in 2024?
That's a fantastic idea. Great. I love that. I love that. Pat Neville, Communications Manager for Cuilche. Thank you very much. A pleasure to have you on with us this
Likewise,
week.
Carol, thanks a million for having me on.
And that wraps up this week's Hours to Protect. A reminder, if you have missed any of our previous episodes and or you would like to find out more about what Hours to Protect is indeed all about, the whole initiative, you'll get all the information on our website, sunshineradio.ie/hours-to-protect. I'm Carol Dooley. Thank you for joining me this week, and I hope you'll join me for another edition next Monday evening, just after 7.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hours-to-protect.ie for more info.